Broadcast, Black Sheep Broadcasting Network. Well, took the one call that we had tonight, and now we're back to none, and I thought we'd wrap the show up by maybe calling that run. calling that Ronco number one more time. Hoping that we won't get Irene or Carlos. So, Kodiak, just go ahead and...
calling Ronco and Mobile Invention Customer Service Department.
Okay.
Our customer service center is open Monday through Friday from 6 a.m.
till 9. Oh, that's going to be 11 our time.
Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah.
You may also contact us at our internet address.
I may, but I'd sooner have my bowel removed without an anesthetic.
By fax at 818-775-4665.
Maybe I'll just try hitting two.
Hit two.
Or please follow these instructions. If you're calling to purchase a complete new Showtime unit,
a new unit, or
a food dehydrator, press 1 now. If you're calling to purchase
parts.
Any of our products, or the
parts.
Hairspray.
A Ronco thing breaks, you call for parts?
Press 2 now.
All right. Oh, boy, not Irene or Carlos, please. They're busier than hell. They're busier than hell. I got the Indian Uprising music. This was the music that was played during the Dakota Uprising. And it was the music they were going to play in the helicopter attack scene in Apocalypse Now.
Thank you for calling Ronco. This is Ebony. How may I help you?
Ebony!
Hi.
Hi, how are you? My name's Tom. I'm calling from St. Paul, Minnesota.
Okay.
And, boy, you guys sound busy all of a sudden in the background.
Here we are.
What, all of a sudden the calls start coming in, huh? Because it was quiet there earlier, wasn't it?
No, he's never really quiet here.
Well, never really quiet there? Well, I'll tell you, I'm a man who spends most of his time in a den.
Okay.
I have a big fireplace there and a moose head and some old flintlocks on the wall and a bearskin rug. And I'm wondering, do you sell anything for the den, for a man's den? Anything at all that I could use in the den?
Rotisserie.
Sure.
No, that's the only thing we sell for a den is a rotisserie.
Would that work in a den? I'm not sure what a rotisserie is, but would that work?
It's a cooker that cooks food. It's an actual cooker that cooks, like, turkeys and hams and chicken.
But do you think I could use that in the den?
I mean, you could sit on a table and use it in a den, but I was just kidding. I don't know if you would use it in your den.
Oh, okay.
typically people use it in their, you know, kitchens
in
or
the
in
kitchen.
Garages or outside.
Oh.
It depends, wherever you want to use it.
Yeah, well, if it was ideal for the den, I'd get it, but I'm not sure that it is. Do you sell any den items?
No, we don't sell, like, furniture or anything like that.
But any little invention for the den, a cigar cutter, a pipe cleaner?
Nothing.
We're
only selling
fireplace
products
poker.
Right now.
Oh, only. Okay.
Right.
I need a part for something I bought about 24 years ago. You wouldn't have that, would you?
24 years ago? No, I doubt.
I got one of those fishing deals. You know those fishing poles?
No.
The real thing busted on it last week, and I thought, God, I just got this 24 years ago. You don't have those, do you?
No, we discontinued those. You have to go to, like, a fishing goods store.
Oh,
you know, we just continue.
Or maybe even a St. Vinny DePaul, a thrift shop.
Something. We don't have any parts here.
Yeah. How long you been doing that job?
This job?
Yeah.
I've been doing this job for about 6 months.
Boy, people come and go there. The average of the folks around you is only about half a year. Not many people been there longer than a year.
A lot of people, actually, that I know.
Not Irene or Carlos.
No, they've been here longer than me. I couldn't tell you how long they've been here.
Well, Irene's about, Irene got here 3 months ago.
Oh, really?
And Carlos, I don't think he's been there longer than a year. They're nice people. You're a nice person, too.
Thank you.
Yeah, I bought a dehydrator from Carlos. Who's the oldest person in the room?
Oh, I don't think they're here today.
I'll tell you what, you must have a supervisor there, right?
Yeah, we do.
I'd like to talk to him. Real quick.
Okay, hold on.
Thanks.
Can't tell them what it's about. They're going to ask me.
Yeah, I just want to compliment everybody who has worked with me.
Okay, give me one moment, please.
What was that woman's name?
Ebony.
Ebony. Ebony and ivory live together on my ranch. Ebony takes the right side of the bed, and ivory stays up round my head. KSTP, good old St. Paul, big time Minneapolis. Hello?
From ABC News.
Okay, transfer me.
Barr, presidents are celebrating now that the Taliban have surrendered the city of Kandahar. They have torn down the Taliban's white flag and replaced it with the nation's old
royal
red, black,
oh,
and
no.
flag.
No, not that again.
So looking for Taliban leader Mullah Muhammad Omar. It's unclear if he fled with other Taliban members. The search for Osama bin Laden continues. ABC's Bob Woodruff has moved.
There have been almost daily claims of bin Laden sighting.
My ranch house
strongly believes bin
with my basset hound.
If bin Laden is in the mountains, he will not be able to stay for long.
Where
bin Laden may also have fled the country. Along the Pakistani border, there's a vast network of roads and mountain passes used by smugglers for decades. Snow has blocked some routes, but
he's been killed by a Crow Indian. His head has been scalped and removed.
Is still being detained by U.S. forces.
The Pentagon is now calling John Walker Lind a battlefield detainee, but that is not an official legal term. Walker is receiving food and medical attention, but there is no guarantee he will get access to the attorney his family has hired. So far, he is not a prisoner of war.
ABC's Barbara Starr. Pearl Harbor survivors such as Harold Johnson are remembering what happened on December 7th, 1941.
Pretty touching. Brings back a lot of memories. And I see a lot of shipmates. And every time we come back, few more are gone.
ABC's Stephen Tubbs in Hawaii attended services for the 60th anniversary of the attack.
Tiny white and purple flowers gently bob in the Pacific Ocean right across from the Arizona Memorial, right in front on a sidewalk. Dozens of Pearl Harbor survivors are being treated almost as celebrities. People are coming up to them, taking their pictures, asking for autographs, shaking hands.
ABC, Stephen Tubbs. You're listening to ABC News.
Many of us claim to be hard workers, but few can match the Philips Halogena light bulb. It works day in and day out for 2 years, guaranteed. And unlike some people, the Philips Halogena bulb will not take a coffee break, gossip by the water cooler, or fall asleep drooling at its desk.
Philips, light bulbs that last. Guarantee based on 4 hours average daily use. See package for details. The Halogena bulb. Buy it at the Home Depot.
Stay close to home this holiday season and shop your neighborhood Radio Shack for amazing savings on cool gifts. This weekend only, you'll find the best prices of the year on unique gifts like two-way radios to keep the family close, only $24.99 a pair, or a golf scope for help on the links, on sale for $14.99, or a 4-in-1 remote, now just $5, or even a talking picture frame, only $9.99. Plus, you can save an additional 10% on any item except computers when you use your Radio Shack Answers Plus card. But hurry, these deals end soon at Radio Shack.
What's going on?
Cloudy, 33 at the Talk Station, AM 1500, KSTP. Governor Ventura spoke at Minnesota's annual Human Rights Day conference this morning, and in reference to equality, brought up the Minnesota Twins situation.
Why are there not equal rights applied to the business world out there? Why are certain businesses given an exception to the rules that all of us play under?
Ventura also repeated his call that baseball should not have its special antitrust exemption. Jobless rate is at a six-year high. The Labor Department says the unemployment rate rose 0.3% to 5.7% last month. During that period, 331,000 more Americans lost their jobs. The hustle and bustle of the holiday season can do more than make you tired. It can also make you sick. Doctors say stress of the holidays often lead to a surge of illness this time of year. They say the best advice to staying healthy is to get plenty of rest, watch what you eat and drink, and set realistic expectations for the holiday season. Congressman Mark Kennedy is happy the Federal Trade Promotion Authority bill has passed the House. The bill authorizes the president to negotiate trade agreements with other countries and bring them back to Congress for votes, but Kennedy is growing more pessimistic that the Senate will pass a new farm bill this session. An auction to sell the assets of Excelsior Henderson Motorcycle Company has been postponed indefinitely. Florida judge put the sale on hold after the company's owners filed for bankruptcy. Proceeds from the auction were going to pay off creditors, including the state of Minnesota. It's kind of nice. Dave Dahl's Channel 5 forecast. Few flurries and 22 tonight. Flurries and colder in 29. Kind of makes me want to take a nap. Cloudy and 33 right
now.
Come
on in, Howie.
Cuddle?
Huh?
Did you say you wanted to cuddle with me?
No, I said come on in here if you'd like.
All right, well,
there, I have the lights out and you can sleep in the corner.
All right, I'll be right in.
I got a little fire going.
Okay, I'll be right over.
Just waiting for the supervisor.
What's she doing?
Maybe we'll just hold off on the break until the supervisor comes.
Okay, let's wait for the supervisor. Come in to lie down. We're all just listening to the music of Ronco, hoping to speak with a supervisor. Of course, my show is normally over by now. We'd be well into Bob's show, and we will get into Bob's show, but not till I speak with a supervisor. I bought a dehydrator. You'd think they'd be a little quicker to spend some time with a customer. Howie, do you have a headset you could wear? Howie doesn't have a headset. Song will end. Sure am missing Irene.
Precisely because the tyranny of opinion is such as to make eccentricity a reproach, it is desirable, in order to break through that tyranny, that people should be eccentric.
No!
Eccentricity has always abounded, when and where strength of character has abounded.
No!
And the amount of eccentricity in a society has generally been proportional to the amount of genius, mental vigor, and moral courage it contains.
No!
That so few dare to be eccentric marks the chief danger of the time. John Stuart Mill.